Hey everyone, welcome to Connect the Dots. I am Jeremiah Garcia, your host from Guide Dogs of Hawaii. This is a safe space for blind and visually impaired individuals to come together, share experiences, and learn from each other. Today, we will talk about an annual youth event for blind and visually impaired youths ages 13 to 18 that BVI youths look forward to every year. It is a one-week camp that is full of life skill lessons and fun. With the help of some new and returning campers, I would like to share how you or someone you know could experience a time where you really feel you belong. Starting in 2017, GDH brought BVI youths to spend 1 week together. In this community, everyone made lifetime friends, learned daily living skills, engaged in games, arts and crafts, talent shows and sports. Offsite excursions were also part of the activities, which were exciting. Our GDH camp director, Aza Torres, plans, organizes, and implements this annual camp, which is now in its fourth year.
Camp Get Ahead is so important for our blind and visually impaired youth because often they are the only ones at their schools and they're constantly adapting to this sighted world. So when you give them a space that's conducive for them and surround them with others they can relate to, they truly thrive. They don't have to worry about being different or having to battle for accessibility. They are simply building those social skills, becoming more independent, and exploring new interests. They're spending their youth simply being youthful. What makes Camp Get Ahead so successful is having blind and visually impaired staff on board, because they lead our campers by example and show them that anything is possible. In addition to that, our group is a great size that creates an atmosphere that's vast enough to offer varying perspectives and backgrounds and interests, but also small enough that it really allows people to get to know each other more in depth, and it really fosters organic friendships.
If you are 18 years old or younger and a client of GDH, you would be placed in the Get Ahead with Technology program, which focuses on providing not only technology aids to youth, but also provides social opportunities so that you would be able to enjoy your youth and develop the skills that are necessary to lead an independent life as an adult.
So adulthood has been something that I've been looking forward to, but then at the same time, I know nothing about. But being able to go to camp and learning how to kind of survive on my own really helped provide like the knowledge that I need to know to like pack my clothes and like hygiene is very important. So taking care of myself and making time to do all of those things and yet be able to get to the activities that we did at camp on time, and it really improves the way that I look on life and how I might move forward living, because you know, my entire life I've been handed things and I haven't had to earn them. So having this ability to live on my own, or I guess you could say with roommates, kind of taught me how to be responsible, but then also how to best impact them and myself. And it really did become beneficial for me learning all these different techniques and strategies on how to live and how to have fun as well.
For a week, campers are building and strengthening friendships, developing self-awareness and confidence, learning to self-advocate, and practicing appropriate social skills. Sound heavy or difficult? Believe me when I say that you are not even aware that you are doing any of these things. Over the past 4 years, we have had 44 campers, with most of them returning every year until they aged out at 18. And some, like your host, learned and trained to be part of the operating team. I still go to camp, but now I have advanced to being a camp supporter, helping others benefit from all that I have gained through my experiences at Camp Get Ahead. As I began to volunteer for Guide Dogs of Hawaii, I had already seen them preparing for camp months and months before it was supposed to happen. between headcounts, transportation, meal prep, activity scheduling, and everything else that comes along with it, I started to develop more appreciation for what the staff was doing to create a safe place and ensure campers would fully benefit from their experience. I could take up this whole podcast talking about how I benefited from Camp Get Ahead, but for today, I would just share some of the values I gained and my favorite experiences. One of my favorites is the excursion to Wet n Wild, which we do every year because, believe it or not, everyone loves it. Not typically the place you'd expect to run into people with visual impairments, right? We always had a blast, though. Having friends along to try water activities we thought we would never dare try was really fun. Even campers who are completely blind were able to have fun on all of the rides, and we all experienced something new.
Being at Wet n Wild for the first time was pretty interesting for someone who hasn't been to a water park ever. It was a very enjoyable experience. I would recommend that for anybody who just wants to get out for the day and enjoy themselves and go on a bunch of different things. Especially with a group of people, it makes it a lot more enjoyable because you have people who either know what they're doing. You also have people who really don't know, and so it's all a new experience for most of us. And if you have people who know what they're doing, then they can kind of tell you what to expect, but they can also blind you in that way, and they can mislead you, and you're expecting something different. And then it's just like a crazy experience where so much happens in such a little time that you don't really know how to process it. I think for people who are, like, even blind or visually impaired, I think something like that is enjoyable for all. You can still feel the rush without seeing it. Most people close their eyes anyway, which simulates being blind. But the fact that everything is moving and you feel things moving, I think that's something that is the most remembered thing for something like a water park.
I remember my first camp experience. I came from another island, so I only knew a few campers. I was not all that comfortable at first. Sometimes this kind of situation can be tough, but everyone there created a super welcoming environment. Between an organized staff, friendly campers, and a nice campsite, by the end of the first day, I had already felt like I was fitting in. You know, friends I made then are my friends today. For the following years I attended, I was already looking forward to camp months and months in advance because it's nice to get a change of pace. I didn't feel out of place trying BVI equipment and techniques, and I was not embarrassed about trying to use a cane for activities. It's actually pretty fun when you have a group of people trying it with you. It relieves a lot of social anxiety for me. It's always fun to see your friends in a setting where you felt you belonged.
So attending my first camp, this was a very different experience. I was traveling alone. I was away from home for a lot longer than I've been previously. And I think that, like, attending your first camp is either a big accomplishment for you or also a big lesson for how you react when you're on your own. So for me, because I had to fly in to attend this camp, I obviously had the experience of traveling and managing an airport on my own, as well as coordinating pickup and drop-off, stuff like that. Once we arrived at camp, I was kind of astonished that this is going to be my home for the next week. So transitioning from a normal life in a normal house to being kind of outdoors all the time and just chilling with a different group of people, I think it took some time to adjust, but I think when you have people who are just so accepting and that invite you to join them, I think that's what really makes the experience either good or bad. If you're accepted and people understand you and they kind of connect with you and find things to connect with, I think that's an easy invitation to making the whole trip feel like you're kind of at home in a way.
Looking back, as I was a returning camper for several years, I could say without a doubt that each time has given me a different memorable experience. I feel like this is partially because I was at a different point in my life every time that I've attended, but The other campers, as well as the staff, also had a big impact on my camp experience, which is just one of many.
Something that I thought was super incredible about being new to this camp was the fact that I was able to meet so many other visually impaired people from all different age ranges and hear their stories and listening to their experiences that they've gone through, and meeting people from all different backgrounds, being able to like connect with them in a way that I normally don't connect with other people, which was like super inspiring for me. And the other thing is that from those people, I was able to see like certain talents that they have in their talent show, which if we didn't have that talent show, I would have never known how good of a singer Kreda is. So yeah.
Although the camp may appear to be generally the same each year, it is different. GDH will carry out activities that campers favor and then introduce new experiences at the same time. And there's always a chance you'll make a new friend as well. Campers have shared that they are often the only blind or visually impaired student in the school, and this could be a very lonely experience. But at Camp Get Ahead, you learn and appreciate that you are not alone, and you quickly discover that others share the same experiences you have in your school. Knowing that you have friends who share the same challenges you have is a great relief and comfort.
I think everything has to do with your first day. And if you're like kind of avoiding people or just kind of nervous, I think nervousness is good. But I think if you just keep playing on your nervousness and you let that control you, I think you can easily turn your first day and your entire experience into something different. So I'm not normally that social, and for somebody who isn't, I was in a whole different skin during the entire trip. I was very social, and I talked to people pretty much all day long, and so camp for me felt really worth it. I was able to find where I belonged. I felt normal. I felt me again. So I think the fact that there was other people that was just willing to listen to your story and just wanted to hear from you, I think that's what made me feel so welcomed and made camp feel, you know, amazing.
It is important to learn and practice life skills so that when you become an adult and wish to live on your own, you will find the transition easily achievable. At camp, you take responsibility for your own self-care and maintain your sleeping area. If you don't know how to cook or prepare a meal, we'll teach you how. As a team member, you will help each other with group responsibilities and take pride in your accomplishments. These activities not only help you to prepare for adulthood, they teach you how to communicate with others, work together, and even build leadership skills. Every day of the week, there were activities going on throughout the day. The arts and crafts activities we've had were creating masquerade masks, paper mache sculptures, t-shirt tie dyeing, tactile drawing, painting, weaving, and even air clay.
Making Ohala for the first time was very interesting. The process was a little tricky, but after I received some help, I was able to weave a Ohala coaster, and it came out really pretty.
The most memorable activity that we've done at camp, I think, was our kickball game, where we had our youth challenge our seniors in a kickball match. I think that was super enjoyable for everybody. We even held kickball practice for our seniors where we could teach them, or I guess rejog their memory of how to play kickball. It was a really bonding experience for each of the teams, and then as a whole, all together, for all of the clients to come together for some friendly competition.
Physical activities are a big favorite with our campers. We have had sports such as kickball and cricket, scavenger hunts and beach day. We recently had water sliding and even played Portuguese horseshoes, although indoor activities are just as fun. Campers enjoyed board games, talent shows, escape rooms, storytelling, and even movies.
What is my favorite outdoor experience in camp? Definitely the pool. That's where me, Civic, and Amanda started, like, getting to know each other, as well as Ondar. And so I was also having a lot of fun because everybody else was.
So, while attending camp, I think my favorite activity was when we did the hike. I'm someone who enjoys hiking whenever I can, and it was kind of just nice just to be out and listening to the wilderness and the birds and our instructor just talking about, you know, history and where he came from and his experiences on the hike and things like that. I thought just walking with a group of people, just making small talk and just, you know, concentrating on where you're walking, I think that was just relieving. It was a big stress reliever. I wasn't feeling any pressure from my outside life, and everything just kind of disappeared.
Some of my favorite outdoor activities were probably playing horseshoe for literally 2 hours at one point. We were playing, like, who could shoot as many in the hole as possible, so that was pretty fun. Also, I think on the second day, we did a slip and slide, and I was racing Delena, and it was the funniest thing ever because I fell while walking backwards to go to the beginning. We also played a lot of card games for a long time with Primo and some of the other counselors. And we went to the pool one of the days, and I helped Ondar learn how to shoot a basketball.
Each day of Camp Get Ahead is full of things to do from the time you rise in the morning to the time you turn in for the night. What you will find is that the activities you participate in are the same activities your sighted peers do. This gives you something in common to talk about when you return to school or with family and friends. When you listen to others talk about the same thing, you can understand because you have experienced it. No matter what the activity is, GDH is always diligently attentive to your safety.
As safety captain, my primary responsibility is to serve as an emergency point of contact within the camp, with various important duties such as making sure campers are always hydrated, as well as making sure sunblock is being used. If there's an incident where a camper gets hurt, I'm there with first aid supplies if needed. But not only that, I'm also there for daily medications, instructed by the camper's guardians. And most of all, I'm there to listen as well. Sometimes campers are shy and afraid to say that they fell or that they're hurt, and it's my job to always have an eye out assessing the situations and the surroundings.
In addition to our safety measures, you are assigned to a support counselor who you can go to when you need help. Your support counselor will be your guide throughout your experience. Oftentimes, the counselor is a former camper who may have shared the same experiences you have.
I was given a lot of leadership opportunities by Guide Dogs of Hawaii ever since I first began joining the organization more regularly back in 2016. You know, for example, 2016, I went to camp, Enchanted Hills Camp in Napa, California, alone, by myself. Got to the airport, on the plane, back off the plane, luggage, all that, all by myself. Now, that alone was a very, very, very interesting experience. And also numerous public speaking opportunities and a lot of project development leading, such as our podcast and our podcast we did back with Robbie a couple years ago. So a lot of leadership opportunities, which eventually led to me being offered this position. And of course, I took it. I love any opportunity of leading individuals and being a role model for any young folk out there.
After Camp Get Ahead closes its fourth year event, it is clear that everyone continues to enjoy and learn from this opportunity. All of this is made possible by donors who want to be a part of your growing success. To operate the camp takes dedication, energy, and creativity, and the staff handled it all in spades. Adding some caring, different, and lively volunteers who over the past 4 years came from different parts of the mainland and even Australia, added to the camper's experience. For Camp Get Ahead 2022, we had the privilege of having two out-of-state volunteers, Ander Ishlek from Turkey and Abby Cochran from Washington State.
One of my favorite things to be part of the camp is to see the youths when the first day they arrived, and then that gradually learning their surroundings, becoming more independent, establishing friendships with other people who were around them, and you know, just like the process of learning and socializing. I think from the day one to the end of the day, I could see clearly they gained a lot of that camping experience, and that made me to be so happy. Overall, I think my camping experience was incredibly amazing or awesome. I don't know the, like to explain it with just basic words, but it was recharging myself, having a good time, and also that's the something I could do forever. So I'm really looking forward to for the next ones, and looking to be part of this people and some other people with visual impairment do next campers. So highly recommend it to everyone to do to come to GDH, be part of the camp, and make most out of this incredible experience.
My volunteer experience was absolutely phenomenal. I have never volunteered before, so it's hard for me to compare it to anything, but it was phenomenal. It got me really excited and really motivated to volunteer in other camps and other situations, and I'm beyond excited to come back next year. Something that I gained from the camp was just a lot of awareness in the trust and independence of the kids that we worked with. Everybody was amazing and just very independent, but at the same time relied on everybody like a community. So it was great to see everybody work as a community and to be part of that and just get to experience what it's like to have others around.
If you haven't participated in Camp Get Ahead, you are probably wondering how we get to do all these things, right? Consider Camp Get Ahead a learning vacation. You check in and spend the whole week, night and day, with your fellow campers and camp facilitators. At the end of the week, you return home having made new friends and learned new skills. Camp Get Ahead gives campers the opportunity to do things outside of their comfort zone, alongside their peers and with proper supervision. The best part of it all is that this one-week experience is free. If you haven't been to Camp Get Ahead, I recommend that you give it a chance. We would all love to make another friend.
Hi, my name is Civic. I attended Camp Get Ahead in 2022. For me, the most rewarding experience from this camp was getting to know new people and seeing people that are either most similar to you or most different. For anyone who is either invited or interested in joining camp next year, I think it's a very rewarding time that you could give to meet people. And I think it would be really nice to meet new people that are either similar or different to other campers that came. And I think we would love to see new faces next year. And so if you ever wanted to come, then you should.
As we draw to a close with this episode, I want to thank you for joining me and hope you found useful information. We welcome your feedback at connectthedots@guidedogsofhawaii.org. It would be great if you would visit us on our social media platforms such as Instagram and Facebook. You can find us by simply searching for Guide Dogs of Hawaii. I want to acknowledge the following individuals for their contribution to this podcast: Robbie Crouch, Civic Gomes, Amanda Cunha, Tayani Abadilla, Maisha Goings, Ezra White, Ander Ishlek, Abby Cockrum, Aza Torres, Tejani Lopez, and Primo Mateo. This podcast was hosted by Jeremiah Garcia, written by Jeremiah Garcia with help from Leanne Lujan, music by Ezra White, edited and published by Primo Mateo. This podcast is supported by Guide Dogs of Hawaii, a nonprofit organization serving the blind and visually impaired of Hawaii.